minutes to 4 o'clock on Radio Nova with F4 David and Word. Time now to go over to Bob Gallico in the newsroom for an important announcement concerning the future of Radio Nova. Bob.
Thank you, Greg. It was reported in the Evening Herald this afternoon that pirate radio stations can stay on the air until licensed radio is introduced, unless they interfere with the emergency airwaves, Minister for Post and Telegraph Jim Mitchell said today. Our policy is to phase out the illegal stations at the same time as the introduction of the new licensed stations, Mr. Mitchell told the Evening Herald. It was never our intention to close down the illegal stations before we were ready to give licenses for local stations, he declared. The minister said he realized the enjoyment many people got from listening to the stations, and his aim was to minimize this breach of enjoyment. Since the seizure of equipment, Radio Nova is back on the air, but Sunshine Radio has not returned. Mr. Mitchell said that to the best of his knowledge, there have not been any complaints about interference of the airwaves since the seizure of equipment 2 weeks ago. Judging by the minister's comments, the pirate stations could still be on the air until at least the end of the year. Indeed, it is not expected that licensed local stations will be operational before the middle of next year. So says the Evening Herald. How do you feel about keeping your job for a while?
Not too bad at all. Nothing like instant radio policy from the government, is there?
That's right.
Just add water. Bob, thank you very much. And it's nice to know we'll be here for a little bit longer anyway, thanks be to goodness, because my mother was getting worried. She was wanting me to pay the rent, and I hadn't.
Oh, sorry. Greg.
It's Mike, actually.
Greg, Mike, yes, sorry. I completely forgot. We have a further statement just been handed from the station owner, Mr. Chris Carey, who said that they would continue to cooperate with the Department of the Post and Telegraph to ensure that no interference was caused to any of the essential services, and hope to maintain amicable relations with all departments of the government.
Sounds good.
Fairly spoken.
Right. Radio Nova on a Friday afternoon. Bank Holiday Friday. Good news all round at 16 and a half minutes to 4 o'clock.
Cluster 3. Nova 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
of Jim Mitchell, I Won't Hold You Back, sung by Toto on Nova, 12 and a half minutes to 4 o'clock. In case you missed our announcement, it looks like we're going to be here at the very least until the end of the year. So we'll be able to listen to the music on Radio Nova, playing all your favorites all day long, 24 hours a day on 828 and 88 FM. It's 10 to 4 on Radio Nova.
Prendergast, for aerials and towers, for color old black and white, contact Prendergast for aerials, you know you've got it right.
See it right. Hear it right. Television and communications towers, supplied and erected by the specialists. Contact Prendergast on Dublin, 722-747.
Prendergast.
The house was just as I'd imagined. Red beds indeed. Still, you know what they say, dear? You can't make a silk purse out of a fowl's ear. What do you mean, did I notice the curtains? I got them first, so I'd hardly miss them, would I? Still, copying is the sincerest form of flattery, and the net curtains are by the international designer Paul Steiger. Oh, you know that already? Then I suppose you know that they're in Hickey's fabric shops. Oh, you've bought some too. Well, brighter windows make beautiful homes, don't you know?
For all your fabric requirements, Hickey's, the fabric people.
Would you like to own your very own 1,500 square foot dormer bungalow for just £16.88 per week? The show house is open Monday to Friday, 10 till 5, and Saturday and Sunday, 2 till 5. So call McDermott and Heaton, Cara Court, Nace, or phone 045 83641.
Rathmines Motors, the Opel Center for your Opel.
Great things are happening in Swords at the Baileyborough Co-op Store. The Baileyborough Co-op Store Swords, third anniversary bonanza. Everything for the modern home. The best names at really low prices. Supercell, Kenwood, Tricity, Santex. Best backup service too. And you could win a Bendix dishwasher. The store is open from 9 to 5.30 Monday to Saturday and until 9 p.m. Thursday for this great bonanza. Baileyborough Co-op Store Swords, the all-round better store for all year-round better shopping. The only AHL store in North Dublin.
Clutter free.
We'll be right back. just wait and see. So get up close and don't look around. Keep up and stick with me. I see a light.
Where?
Close are all the time. Let's feel it, stay and make this moment yours and mine. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop that crazy rhythm. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop that crazy beat. Next time you think you've got that happy feeling, don't stop that rhythm, get into your beat.
Families are enjoying Owen's creamy milk.
For quality and freshness and country goodness too. Your first choice must be Owen's milk, fresh as the morning dew. Make a fresh choice today. Owen's milk is born again.
Owen's milk from rich Irish pastures.
If you have an outside TV aerial and your reception leaves a lot to be desired, then contact Shamrock Communications, the experts on all TV problems. Whether it's repairing existing aerials, erecting new aerials, or just improving your reception, Shamrock are the people who can successfully do this for you. And the Shamrock are the sole agents in Ireland for one of the world's leading aerials, FUBA. You know you're getting the best, both in service and equipment. We also supply to the trade. For inquiries, contact Shamrock Communications on 971-147. That's 971-147.
When I feel a little peckish, I reach for Crackots. Crackots are so light, so crispy, and of course, they don't crumble. But when you bite into Crackots, that delicious, scrumptious taste drives you more than crackers. Just think about it. You can top Crackots with cheese or salad or ham or jam or, yes, even a nice piece of chicken or pickles or salami or tomato or... Crackots. They're all crunch and no crumble. I mean, anything else is just crackers.
The Big D is here. Open 7 days a week, the Big D brings a bright new look to DIY, gardening and home improvement. Brighten up the home this good weekend with 5 litres of Tetra Trek's brilliant white textured paint, only £4.99. And wallpaper from only 99p per roll. Drop in over the bank holiday weekend at Belgard Road and Georgia Street, Dublin, or Paladuff Road, Cork, and see the big difference the Big D can make.
It's Lions Tea Time, broadcasting to Dublin on 828 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Sybil Fennell. Good afternoon. According to a report in this evening's Herald, the Minister for Posts and Telegraphs, Mr. Mitchell, has said that pirate radio stations can stay on the air until licensed radio is introduced, unless they interfere with the emergency airwaves. According to the newspaper report, it was never the government's intention to close down the illegal stations before they were ready to give licenses for local stations. The Minister is reported to have said that he realised the enjoyment many people got from listening to these stations, and his aim was to minimise this breach of enjoyment. A statement from Nova's managing director, Mr. Chris Kerry, said they would continue to cooperate with the Department of Posts and Telegraphs
to ensure that no interference was caused to any of the essential services and hope to maintain amicable relations with all departments of the government. And so to the rest of today's news, three school children, their teacher and a policeman have been shot dead by a gunman who went berserk in a school near Frankfurt in West Germany. The gunman burst into the classroom this morning where the policeman was giving a lecture on road safety. He started taking hostages, then opened fire indiscriminately. Several other school children were injured, some of them seriously. The gunman was later shot dead by police marksmen. There were about 20 12-year-old children in the class at the time. The gunman's motives are not yet known. It's now known that five people received minor injuries in this morning's series of bomb attacks on the Costa del Sol in Spain. They were three tourists and two Spanish policemen. The tourists are Miss Donna Higgins and Mr. Alan O'Brien, both in their 20s and from Dublin. The third person was 26-year-old Mr. Peter Church from Glasgow in Scotland. The targets for the attacks were banks in Marbella and Fuengirola. Basque separatists are thought to be responsible. It's expected that President Hillary will sign the constitutional amendment bill before next week. A date for the referendum on the issue is expected to be discussed by the government when the cabinet meets on Tuesday. Government sources have said their preparations for the referendum won't be hindered by the fact that a Cork solicitor has issued a plenary summons, which seeks to prevent the Minister for the Environment, Mr. Spring, from making an order fixing a polling date. According to official figures released today, the jobless total in Britain has fallen. Last month, 3,049,351 people were registered as unemployed. That's a fall of 120,500 on the total for April. But the underlying trend is still upwards. Unemployment in the north fell by 1,400. The total there is now just under 115,000, which is equal to one in five of the potential workforce in the province. In the north, Supergrass Harry Kirkpatrick, whose wife is being held hostage by the INLA, has pleaded guilty at Belfast Crown Court to five murders. The killings were among 77 charges, which 26-year-old Kirkpatrick from Belfast admitted. His victims included two UDR men, two policemen, and a member of the Territorial Army. The judge is now hearing further submissions. That's the Independent Radio News from Dublin at 4:03.
Thanks very much, Sybil. And the weather for Dublin for Friday, cloudy and close with rain, possibly thundery at times. Clearing this evening, I should say. The high, 14 degrees Celsius, wind southeasterly force, 4 to 5 on Dublin Bay. Nova playing your favourites on a Friday afternoon with Michael Jackson from 1979.
Oh.
1 minute past 4 on Radio Nova, and there's all kinds of wondrous things happening in here at the moment. I don't know if
that'll...
you watch, yes. Mr. Tom Hardy just came rushing into the studio, and he says, there you go, Mike, grab that, a nice big bottle of extremely expensive champagne.
The thing is, actually, Mike, can you turn my level up there?
Yeah, I don't think we're on mic 2. Somebody put mic 2 on.
Studio.
Ah.
That's wonderful.
No, actually, Tom has come back with a beautiful bottle of champagne for us all.
Actually, the truth of the matter is that I was sitting in a certain public establishment.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Surprise you all, Friday afternoon, the Henry Grattan, I heard a certain announcement. Jim Mitchell, you are wonderful. I'll drink to that.
Right. And to the listeners who signed the petitions.
All 200,000 of them.
You're all love. Wonderful.
Okay.
God
cheers.
Bless them all.
Can I go back to my Campari now?
You can
I
get...
think so.
Okay.
Back to work.
Just because you hate real drinks, Hardy, I know you're a sort.
No. Hold on, Michael.
No class whatsoever. Well, I'm slurping my champers.
You do what?
Slurping my champers.
I thought that was an offence, actually.
I hope not, because I've been doing it for years.
Jim Mitchell, I love you.
If it seems a little time is needed, decisions to be made.
Nova playing all your favourites with the Human League, and keep feeling fascination as we all do for the workings of the government mind, but God bless them, they finally come around to us. So Jim Mitchell, as Tom Hardy said, a big for you. Oh, you're such a nice man. Our first request of the new era on radio goes to Marie Claire and to Emma, who are just home from Greece. Lucky things. And that comes in with Hello and Love from Bernie for you. Not a Grecian girl, a China girl from David Bowie on Radio Nova, playing all your favourites. I'm a little channel. Friday and China Girl. Coming up after this, we have Sybil with What's On.
Bill Cody Van Rentals, a new name in van replacement rental, but an established name in good service and reliability. Phone us at 907-023 on the south side or 301-277 on the north side, and we'll arrange a van at a special rate to suit your particular needs. Remember, Leo Cody Motor Group for A to Z service.
Miss, where to?
Graham O'Sullivan.
Which one? There's Artane Castle or Dunleary Shopping Centre, Dawson Street or Marlborough Street.
Anyone will do, as long as I get there ahead of the crowd.
How is that? Is there some sort of celebration or what?
Haven't you heard? Graham O'Sullivan's are giving away a holiday for two in the Greek islands. All you have to do is buy a large Coca-Cola and drop in your receipt. But hurry, please. Everyone will be there.
Drop in to any Graham O'Sullivan's for a long, cool Coke. You could win a fabulous Greek holiday. But you'd better hurry. Everyone will be there. Is the house of your dreams still only a dream? Wake up to the great value Herringdale are offering in the elegant Georgian-fronted bungalow at Cherrywood, just off the Bray Dual Carriageway at Loughlinstown. The final 13 of these superb detached homes are now available at prices from only £33,700. And features like the 18x12 living room, two bedrooms, fitted kitchen, and back boiler central heating make them unbeatable value for money. See the show bungalow at Herringdale Homes, Cherrywood, Loughlinstown. Open 2:30 to 4 p.m. Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday, or phone 896-410 or 964-29.
And now it's time to go over to Sybil.
And a showing of Nicholas Riggs, The Man Who Fell to Earth, which of course starred David Bowie, is being presented by Dublin University Science Fiction Society in room 6111 in TCD tonight. The film starts at 7:30. Also this evening, there's a meeting of single parents entitled Do Children Have Needs? It's being held in the Cherish headquarters, which are at number 2 Lower Pembroke Street in Dublin 2. Tomorrow, a bed push in aid of St. Mary's Hospital in Kappa begins in Port Leash. They're hoping to walk as far as Lucan, arriving there sometime on Sunday, and all support along the way is most welcome. So to cinema, and Star Wars 3 arrives in town this evening at the Ambassador. Directed by Richard Marquand, it's called Revenge of the Jedi, and stars Mark Hamill and Harrison Ford. Also opening this evening is a very worthwhile double bill in the Regent Cinema. They're two of Woody Allen's finest films, Annie Hall, for which he won an Academy Award, and the superb Manhattan, black and white throughout. That, in fact, was the last film he made with Diane Keaton. Meanwhile, I'll be back with the Geek Guide, round about 4:45.
All I want to know is, are you going to be on the bed and the bed push?
On the bed push? Not unless I'm sitting on the bed.
I thought after your exploits out in Dunleary Shopping Centre on Novacare Day with a big brass bed, you might have got involved.
That was some bed. Well, if they'll push me, I'll certainly sit on it from Lucan to Portland.
I'd say if you're in there, they'll make a fortune.
Radio Nova.
think is fine. In my mind. My smiling face will be everywhere.
24 minutes past four on a Friday afternoon with Dan Fogelberg missing you, indeed, his Oreo Speedwagon. They want to keep on loving you. Nova playing your favorites on a Friday afternoon, Bank Holiday Friday. A whole weekend ahead of us. Isn't it lovely?
You should have seen my look.